Okay, we're on the Mishnah, Gimel Amud Beis. Hareini Nozim min haChartzonim min haZogim u'min haTiglachas u'min haTuma hareizen Nozer. Bechol deTuk en Zirus Olav. The Mishnah Tzonim or Zogim or Tiglachas. He just mentioned one of the Pratim of the Zirus, so it means it becomes a Nozer on everything. Rosh. Hareini Nozer min haChartzonim min haZogim min haTiglachas min haTuma hareizen Nozer. Pirish im hezer beechod mikol elu. He made a nether on any one of those. Hareizen Nozer dechol dikduke Nozer alav ki ilu om hareini Nozer stam, is as if he said stam I'm going to be a Nozer. So just mentioning one of the things doesn't make it worse. Umishum, that's why they say dechol dikduke Nozer alav. The next Mishnayos are going to speak about a Nozer Olam, Nozer Shimshon, who don't have all of the halachas of a regular Nozer. Right? Ain't called Inyan Nozer Alehem. Tanahacha called Dikduke Nezirus Olam. He's a regular Nozer, that's what it means. So since the Mishnayos after this are going to talk about irregular Nezirim, so it mentioned over here he's a regular Nozer. The Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon. Tanya Rav Shimon Omer, Eino Chayev Ad Sheyodo Mikulam. You're not a Nozer unless you mention all of them or Stam Nozer. But if you mention just one of them, you're not a Nozer. For Rabbanan Amrei, Afilu Lo Nozer Ela Bechad Minhon Havi Nozer. Even if you only mention one of the things in a Nozer's Oster, you become a Nozer on everything.
It makes it worse?
My time, what?
It makes it worse by one of your
Yeah. Yeah. Because then, what's it called? You seem to be excluding everything else. My time with Rav Shimon. Why is Rav Shimon hold that if you only mention one of them, then it's not Nezirus? Because Omar Krom, Mikol Asher Yasa Migefen Ayayin Mechartzonim V'Adzog. Right? Since it says, what's it called, a pasuk, Mikol Asher Yasa, so it comes to be Marba that you have to say all of them. And not just by Yayin, but everything. Okay, let's see, Rosh. Eino Chayv Asher Yasa Mikulon, Pirish. Either you said Stam Nozer or you mentioned all of them. We had before, you didn't mention anything. You said I'm gonna make my hair or whatever. Right? And the Havi Kilu Omar Hareini Nozer Stam. Over there, he's not mentioning I'm only Osir to grow my hair. He's saying I'm going to be like somebody who grows his hair. That has nothing to do with limiting the Nezirus. He's just saying who he's going to be like. That's all. It's a different thing. Omar Krom Mikol Asher Yasa Migefen Ayayin Mechartzonim V'Adzog. The Kivin Dersi Mikol Asher Yasa Migefen Ayayin Loma Lisu L'Michta Mechartzonim V'Adzog. You have to say it. That's included. Right, Lomar Shimbol Lefarish. If you're going to already say Tzorich Lefarish Hakol, then you have to say everything. The Kivin De Kopid Krach Chartzonim V'Zog Huadinom Yatiglachas V'Tuma. There's no reason to say it's only Chartzonim and Zog. It means if you're going to say details, you have to say all the details. If you're going to say Stam, that's fine. But if you want to make details, you're not a Nozer until you say all the details. Okay, so that's why Rav Shimon learns it from that pasuk. May what's it called? Miyai v'sheicher. May what's it called? Mikol. Miyai v'sheicher. What's it called? It says migefen. Kol asher yeyasa migefen. Ayai mecharzon liadzog. For rabbanon my timer. So why do the rabbanon argue? And they say even if you mention one of them, you become a nozer on everything. Amar kro miyai v'sheicher yozer. Right? Because it says miyai v'sheicher mashma. Even only Yayin V'Sheicher is enough to what's it called make the nether and become a Nozer. The Rav Shimon Nomi Hoksi Miyayin V'Sheicher Yazer. Lamaiser also says that. Hahumi Boyale Laser Yayin Mitzvah Ki Yayin Harishus. That comes to tell me that he's also even on Yayin that it's a mitzvah to drink. So Mayhis, what's it, mitzvah to drink wine? Kiddush Tovi Avdalta. Right? Kiddush and Havdalah. Right? We'll see in 1 second. There's two ways of learning Gemara here. Right? Where it says, Hare, Mushba v'omir alo mehar Sinai. Right? What's it called? How could you ask yourself to what's it called? To Kiddush and Havdalah, you're mushba mehar Sinai. So how can you make an Aziris that's going to be chal on a mitzvah? Elekihod amar Rava. Shvua she'eshte. V'chazer v'omar hareni nazir. Ashi Aziris chayel ha-shvua. No, Naziris is chal on a shvua. If he made a shvua, he's not going to, what's it called, going to, he's going to drink wine. And then he said, Hareini Nazir. So the Naziris is chal, and what's it called, and he's not allowed to drink the wine. Right. So see now, there's two ways of learning this Gemara. The Rosh brings down both ways. For Abon and Omar Krom, Miyayin v'sheicher, Yazir, v'kima d'chsi, mikol asher yaseh. Migefen hayayin, miyayin v'sheicher lomali. Says mikol asher yaseh. Why does it have to say yayin v'sheicher? Lomer l'chod afilu nozer miyayin l'chudei. Is if you were nozer miyayin v'sheicher alone, I'd have a nozer. The yayin v'sheicher chadu. Yayin v'sheicher is the same thing. It means intoxicating wine. So it's even if you mention one of them, and then any one of them is the same thing. So what does Rav Shimon do with this pasuk? Ilei mekedusha. So the first girsa is ilei mekedusha v'avdalta mushba only har sinayu d'chsiv. This is the first way of learning. Benichusa d'chsiv zocher es yom hashavas lekadsho v'darshin and barvei psachim zochrei alayayim. We learn that you have to be masker the Shabbos alayayim. So it's from here we see it's a mitzvah d'oraisa kiddush alayayim. The kosher. So the Rosh says you can't be. Noi, the Kiddush havi deraisa, Kiddush is deraisa. Kiddi isa bebrachos, noshim chayovas bekiddush hayom, dvar Torah. Miu Kiddush al hayayin lav deraisa. The fact you have to do it on yayin is not from the Torah. The mekachin al apas, mokum shein yayin. You can make Kiddush on bread. You don't have to dafkev wine. Vahai de doris zochreo al hayayin asmachta bialmahu. That which it says zochreo al hayayin is only in asmachta. The din yayin is only durabonin. The din kiddush is deraisa. V'od avdalta ma'ikav meimer. Surely havdalah, there's no makor that havdalah has to be midoraisa. Havdalah is mustama derabana. Al kain lav deraisa. Al korin lav deraisa. Right? Says zochreyo alayayim.
Havdalah alayayim.
No, havdalah bechlal is only derabana. Right? V'od ma'ika omer. Right? And it's, in fact, they said what's it called? Even havdalah alayayim is not even a chiyuv. Because the chatchila they just made havdalah and tefillah. It's only a later takana they made alayayin. Va'od ma'ika omar elekiha the omar rava shvua she'eshte va'amai chazer bo mikdusha l'avdalta. Why to go now to the case of shvua? Right, that's the case of what's it called of shniyah the mitzvah where you made a shvua to drink wine, and now you made yourself a nazir. So the chitzchal even on the shvua. Why don't you go back to kiddush and havdalah? Ki hechi dechal nezirus ha-shvua ha-chinam ichal mitzvah kiddush. If we're still talking about kiddush, the nearer li the holokasha the lahach perush. According to this perush, that what's it called? That kiddush and havdalah is deraisa. That the yayin is deraisa. Lo goris ella, right? The Gemara isn't goris ella as a new teretz, right? Ella ki ha da amar rava. V'hachi garsinan ki ha da amar rava. Just like Rava said by shvua. By Kiddush and Havdalah, it's also chal on that. Kilomer, ki hechi da omar rova, din ezirus chal al shvua, hachinami chal al mitzvah kiddush. Rabbeinu Tam goris, Rabbeinu Tam is a different girsa. So there is a girsa that seems to say that Kiddush and Havdalah al hayayin is deoraisa. It's kasha, but there is what's called a shita like that. That the yayin is deoraisa too. How could you be a karash al apas? Because when you don't have yayin, so b'di'evit, you do it like that. Do what you can. But l'chatchila, you have to make kiddush al hayayin midoraisa, and havdalah also. The Rambam learns zochreyo b'tchiloso b'kibeknisoso b'tziyoso is also deraisa. Havdalah is also deraisa, and the din of havdalah is a din in Shabbos. That Shabbos needs a zecher at the beginning and the end. It's not a din in Motzei Shabbos. It's a din on Shabbos. Your zocher Shabbos at the beginning and your zocher at the end, and it has to be al hayayin too. So according to that, you can say Ella, but you learn what's it called. The Gemara says Kiddush and Havdalah, you're mushba mihar Sinai. The Gemara says Enochinami. But like Rava said, if you made a shvua to drink wine, and then you made yourself a nazir, the nazirus is chal on the shvua. And what's it called? Mevatel, not mevatel shvua, but you can't drink the wine. Even though you made a shvua to drink wine, the nazirus is chal. Same thing, even though the Torah said you have to drink wine for Kiddush and Avdolah, nazirus is chal. That's that girsa. But Rabbeinu Tam has a different girsa. Rabbeinu Tam goris kedusha v'avdal to mushbel omer har Sinai hu bitmiya. Not are you mushbel omer har Sinai kiddush avdala? Right, that's what it's talking about. The mitzvah of drinking wine by kiddush avdala. That's not min haTorah. It's only the rabbana, right? V'amay tzorek krola meimer shenozer nesr b'yayin kiddush v'avdala. It's only the rabbana. The Gemara says elo amarava. No, it's going on a different mitzvah where you made a shvua not to drink wine. Now it's a mitzvah to drink wine because of your shvua, the deoraisa, and now the nazirus is chal on it. That's what you need the pasuk for. So there's two ways of learning here, and according to the first way, the yayin of kiddush and avdola is deoraisa. According to the second way, the yayin of kiddush and avdola is only derabbanan. Rabbanan nami. The rabbanan also need that pasuk. Hami boyele laser yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishus. They need that pasuk also for that. So how can they use it to tell me that if you're not you're nazir even from one thing, you're a nazir? In Cain, the rabbanan say le makrom miyayin, my v'sheicher. Could have said miyayin, yazir. What's yayin v'sheicher? Shmas minotarte. From one you learn this halacha of even one thing is a nazir, and the other one you learn even yayin shel mitzvah. Rav Shimon, haynu time with the kos of sheicher. No, there's a reason why it had to say Sheikhar. Not to teach me this other halacha, because he doesn't hold up the other halacha. That even if you're nazir from one thing. But la lufe, Sheikhar, Sheikhar le mikdash. To learn from nazir the din of Sheikhar by mikdash. Dichsiv, yain the Sheikhar al teisht, ato vanecha, itcha, magabi nazir, yain hu delitzer, avashar mashkin lo. Just like by nazir, it's only only wine is osir, not any other intoxicating drink. Same thing by mikdash, it's only wine that's osir if you drink wine to go into the mikdash, but to be over avoda, right? But any other intoxicating beverage, it's not wine. That's not osir. That is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ochal Dveila Ki'ilis, Vishosa Dvash, Vicholov, the Nichlus Lamikdash Chayiv. These things are also intoxicating. And if you drank them and you went into the Mikdash, you're also Chayiv. And Rabbi Shimon holds no. We learn from Nazir, Yayin Vishaykhar, the extra Sheikhar, by Nazir that it's only wine. That it's also not other intoxicating drinks. Iboyesema, Reb Shimon Lesley Isser Chalal Isser. Another way to say Reb Shimon doesn't hold of this Indian of Isser Chalal Isser. Right? That the Nazirus is Chal on the Shvua. The Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, Ha'ochel Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim Potter. If a person ate Nevela on Yom Kippur, he's Potter Mishum Yom Kippur. Because ain't Isser Chal Isser. The Isser of Yom Kippur is not Chal on the Isser of Nevela. The Rabbanan Nomi Oksim, the Rabbanan Nomi Oksim Mikol Asher Yasim Migefen Hayayin, right? Have that pasuk also, right? What and that would be mashma that you have to be namaser from everything, like Rav Shimon says. Amar the Rabbanan Hasim Limer Al Suri Nazer Shemitstarfim Zem Zeh. All the different isurim are mitstarif one with the other, right? Meaning that if you ate from the skins and the pits and the all the different parts of the grape. And you have a kezayis from all of them, you're chayiv. For Rav Shimon, leslei tziruf. Rav Shimon doesn't need the pasuk to tell me them it's tzarif. Titania, Rav Shimon Omer, kol shu lamakas. Right? Lo omru kezayis, elin yin korban. Rav Shimon holds even if you ate a kol shu. Legami malkas, you chayiv malkas, even for a kol shu. The din of a kezayis only got to be korban. And nazir, there's no korban, there's malkas. So memela, you don't need any tziruf. Because whatever you eat, you're chayiv. So therefore, Shimon doesn't need that pasuk to tell me that it's all mitzdarif. He uses the pasuk to tell me that you have to be mazir from everything. And the Rabbanan learned that pasuk to tell me that if you ate a little bit from everything, you're chayiv. You made a little bit from everything, and it's a kezayis altogether, you're chayiv. And Rav Shimon doesn't need the pasuk for that. If the Rosh. The Iboy Yisemer of Shimon Leslie to Issachar Lisser, Pirish Rebbein Otam, Umishachar Yisera Shamin, and laid the Nazar Shashosa Yayin Biyomakipurim, Ain Chayiv Mishum Yomakipurim. That if a Nazar drank wine, he was a Nazar before Yom Kippur, and he drank wine on Yom Kippur, he's not Chayiv Mishum Yom Kippur, because the Isra of Yom Kippur is not Chal on the wine, because it already is also for him. Velo Osi Isra Yomakipurim, the Chayle Isra Nazar. Umihachi Yolif Reb Shimon, Bechol Duchta, the Ain Isra Chal Isra. This is where Reb Shimon learns that Ein Yisr Chal Yisr, right, from this pasuk. The Hachi Mashma Pshit Pashta Dekra Miyayin V'Sheicher Yazir Hachi Karmi Mishum Nazir Chayiv Al Yayin V'Sheicher V'La Mishum Yisr Acher. You're only Chayiv Mishum Nazir and not another Yisr that would come later. The Lo Asi Yisr Acher V'Chayi Olayu, right, the Kasha the Vepera Kol Abasar Dori Shmuel the Ein Isser Chal Isser Mikra the Mesu Boki Chalalu by Truma, that since it's Mechul already, another Isser doesn't come on it. The Dorish Hacha Miyayin V'Sheicher, right, the Gavi Nazir Chal Isser Al Isser. The Im Omer Shvua Shlo Esh the Yayin V'Omer Hareini Nazir Asin Aziris V'Chayla Shvua V'Lo Kishnayim the Hachi Mashma Pasha Dekra. And just the opposite, from here we learn that the Isser Nazir is Chal on the Isser Shvua, that if you made a neder not to drink wine, and then you made yourself a nazir, you have two isurim, you get malchus twice, once for the neder and once for the naziris. So you see it is chal. If you look on the bottom here, there's a whole thing. Prat lezusha mechulelis from the shita mekubetzis. A goes for tziyunim on the side. Anybody ever have it? No, you don't have it in the regular Gemara. I'll just read it quickly here. It's not really kedai. It's what's it called? Just an extra Rosh from the Shita, but we don't have it in the Rosh, and we're only learning the Rosh. We'll leave it for now. Okay, in any case, so that's the Shaila. What do you need these psukim for? Reb Shimon has the pasuk of Mikol Asher Yase, that you have to be Nazir from everything, and if you're not a Nazir Stam, that's fine, and if you mention something, then it's worse. And the Rabbanan hold no. Any one thing already is Nazir, and they have no pasuk to tell me that you have to be Nazir from the whole thing. They learn different things from those psukim. They learn that it's chal on Yayin Shel Mitzvah. Isser Chal Al Isser. Right. Those things. Or that it's Mitzvah. That any little bit of each one is mitzvarif, right? They don't need it for what Reb Shimon learns it, and Reb Shimon doesn't need it for that those things. And mamele, each one learns the pasuk that they have as being the ikar pasuk, and the rabbanan learned the pasuk of Micharzon and the Adzog to tell me any one prat is enough, and Reb Shimon learns from Mikol Asher Yase, what's it called? Yain v'sheicher, Mikol Asher Yase, Migefen Ayain, that has to be everything. Okay. Okay, next Mishnah. Hareini kishimshon. Person made a nether is going to be like Shimshon. Kiven manoach. Kibal delila. Kimisha okar dalsos aza. All these are things that allude to Shimshon. Kimisha nakru plishtim esenov. Hareza nozer Shimshon. So Mar says, Lomeli Mishnah call halin tzrichi. Why do you need all of them? Right, I get the point. You meant to be like Shimshon. The Iomar Harenik Shimshon have a mean Shimshon Achrina. Just saying Harenik Shimshon, maybe you mean some other Shimshon. Kamash Malon Kiven Manoach. Therefore, you had to say Shimshon Ben Manoach. The Itana Kiven Manoach have a mean Iked Miskriyachid. Some people are called Shimshon Ben Manoach. I don't mean the Shimshon Ben Manoach. Kamash Malon Kibal Delila Ukimishinok Ruplishnim Esenov. So in the bottom here there's a Rosh that says the following. Find it. Hareini kishimshon, kiven manoach, kibal delila, ukemisha okar dalsus aza, ukemisha nokru plishtim es einov, kishimshon ben manoach, ubal delila, lo garsinen. Vamrin and afilu omer kishimshon ben manoach. The Gemara says, even if you said, I'm going to be like Shimshon ben Manoach, lo amar klum. The Harbe Anoshim, Nikroim came. A lot of people are called Shimshon ben Manoach. Ad Shiyomer Achas Me'elu Gimel Simonim Mufakim. Till you say one of the other things, right? One of them, either Baal Delila or Misha Nokru, Einov, those are specifically to that Shimshon. Shimshon ben Manoach is Lav Dafka, there's the Shimshon of Tanakh. But the Shimshon ben Manoach, who was the husband of Delila, that already narrows it down. Or the Shimshon ben Manoach, who they took out his eyes, or whatever, that narrows it down to be that Shimshon. The Imamer Kaden Manoach, Pirish. The Imamer Nomi Kaden Manoach. Right, so that, what's it called, doesn't help. You have to say Shimshon ben Manoach, and one of those three things that narrows it down to the real, to the real Shimshon. Okay? Okay, then you become a Nozer Shimshon. Let's just learn the next Mishnah. Ma be Nozer Olam a Nozer Shimshon. Shimshon is a Nozer forever. But it's not the same thing as if you say I'm going to be a Nozer forever. Nozer Olam Hich Bitsairo Mekel Betar. And by a Nozer Olam, if I say I'm going to Nozer forever, so it's a different halach. It's a halach Moshe Mishinai, that a Nozer Olam is allowed to cut his hair from time to time, right, every year. He's not allowed to cut it off completely. He has to leave at least a 30-day growth there, right? The amount that will be a 30-day growth. But he's, what's it called? He can cut it off with a razor from time to time, from yearly. Well, maybe, and every time he cuts his hair, he has to bring three behemoths, like a regular nozer, right? He brings, what's it called? A chatas, an ola, and a shlamin. The nitma may be carbon tumah. And if he's tamei, he brings a carbon tumah. If he gets, becomes tamei, he brings two birds and an asham. Nozer Shimshon, but Nozer Shimshon is different. He's a Nozer forever, right? Hich bitzaru eno meko, but he's never allowed to cut his hair. But however, in the nitma, in the way of carbon tumah, he's allowed to in the time of the mason. Nozer Shimshon is never allowed to cut his hair, but he's allowed to in the time of the mason. A Nozer Olam is allowed to cut his hair from time to time, and he's not allowed to be Matami Lamesim. Those are different than a regular Nasir, and each one of them is different than the other. Yeah, it says Halach Lom Shmi Sinai. Just like we find by Shimshon, it was such a Naziris. He was allowed to be Matami Lamesim. He wasn't allowed to drink wine for his whole life, right? That kind of Nazir, that kind of Naziris is a separate Naziris from the regular Naziris, and if you say it specifically, you become like Shimshon.